Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A new children's book is hitting the shelf soon, but it's not your typical story. Former NBA champion Clifford Ray Jr. is widely known for his time with the Chicago Bulls and the Golden State Warriors between the 1970s and the 80s, but he also is known for rescuing a dolphin with his own hand. Back in 1978, Ray, who is 6'9" tall, was taken to an animal theme park located in Redwood City at the time to perform a risky operation on a bottlenose dolphin with no experience as a veterinarian. If you grew up in the Bay Area, you'll no doubt recall Marine World in Redwood City. His only qualification at the time? His wingspan. And to hear more, we are lucky to be joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Clifford Ray Jr., former professional basketball player and coach for the NBA. Clifford, thank you so much for your time and congratulations on the book.
Been fun.
To say the least. I mean, this story might be old for you, but for all of us, it's fascinating. And I know it went viral at the time, but walk us through it. Why were you in the Bay Area and tell us about the limo?
Oh, I was on my way back to join the basketball team who was playing in Washington, D.C. And so I had usually what we do is we go out to San Bruno, where it was this Holiday Inn that was right off the freeway there on 101 on Putabuck One, that highway. And then we would get off there, and then the shuttle would take us to the particular airline that we were leaving from. So that was just our ritual, no matter what, you know. And because we also practiced at San Bruno at the center there that was close to the airport. So everything was right convenient because in those days we weren't playing in Oakland. Everybody was playing, it just started playing in Oakland or whatever. I don't know how long they had been in Oakland, but we practiced there. And I laugh about that. But anyways, they came. There was a limo outside, which was different because normally you just get in the shuttle. And they said, well, this car is here for you. And then when I got in the car, the guy said, well, you know, we're taking you to Marine World. And I was like, well, I'm supposed to be catching a flight. He said, they all got that covered. The team okayed it, blah, 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 you know. So that's what happened. And wind up going to Marine World. And there I was, and they was explaining to me what to do and how it would help this dolphin save his life, the whole nine yards. And so I just did what the veterinarian explained to me what I was going to experience and what to do. It was interesting to me at the time. And I said, well, is it going to bite me? He said, no.
So you just stuck your very long arm down a bottlenose dolphin's throat. And you reached
basically.
In and you got whatever was lodged in there out.
Yeah, it was a boat. You know, when you stay, if you're at your home or wherever you are, and they have all these attachments that you put on your vacuum at home. Well, when they clean pools, they have the same type of apparatus, only it's just bigger and more industrial, you know. So it have, they usually just have a boat that you put on it to change whatever you're trying to do. And so the vibration from the air obviously made the screw loose or got it turned, you know, vibrated loose, and then it trickled down in the water. Well, you know, if you are a fisherman, you know you use artificial lures and you use live bait. But to a fish, that's what that looked like. It looked like a bait. And a lot of times when they're training them, they use, you know, sardines or anchovies, which is big out there. We have a lot of anchovies out in California. And so that's what they, you know, use them. They feed them that, a good diet of, you know. So anyways, sure. He just assumed that was what it was. Dr. Spock assumed that was it, what it was. And he just dove and got it.
So Spock is the name of the dolphin, we should mention.
Yes.
And at the time, Marine World had its own park veterinarian. So why do they call you out of the blue and sent a limo for you? Why?
Well, they, usually in any operating room, they have different pieces of equipment, medical equipment, for different problems. And so I guess when people swallow things or whatever, they probably use some type of tricep, forcep, whatever they use to dislodge it or to get it out. And but it wasn't long enough. So the girl who was the public relations director, her name was Mary O'Haron, and she said, I have a friend and he's at home. He's not with the team, but he's getting ready to go with the team. But he has one of the longest reaches in the NBA. So they thought it was worth a try. So that's how I got involved in it.
So you got the bolt out. Then they you got back in the limo and you went to the airport?
Yep. So the first try, I actually, it was interesting because at first it didn't seem like a very difficult thing, you know, the way the veterinarian explained it to me over the intercom, because he was in Los Angeles. So they were he was talking to me from Los Angeles over an intercom. And so I thought, well, gosh, this is not that hard. Well, he had then he said, the dolphin has two stomachs. By now, it's probably passed into it to the second stomach. And you're going to have to go through that, work your way through that. And now it's a little bit more difficult because you can't just grab the screw and pull it out. Because if you cut something, you know, the lining of any of the lining inside of him, it was going to kill him.
Right.
So that's so that was the little, then it became a little bit. So I said, okay, I had it figured out in my mind that I was going to turn the sharp part of the screw over into my palm and put my thumb on it. Gosh. And now it's protected.
That's amazing. I mean, the story is just, it's unbelievable, but it's so believable that you wrote a children's book about it. It's called Big Clifford Ray Saves the Day. And you're going to be hosting this book signing in Monterey later this month.
Yes, and around the 25th, I think it is. And I've just been enjoying, you know, the look on kids' face. And
sure.
When they put their hand on to measure to see how big their hands are, or if their hands have grown. You know, there's a lot of little things about it.
So cool.
That I think that kids would love, you know, and they seem to enjoy it. And it was all because of one kid who said to me one day, he says, Coach Ray, you ought to write a book about this.
Sure.
And that way you could read it to us. Instead of telling us the story.
Oh, I love that. Clifford, thank you so much, and congratulations on the new book. Clifford Ray Jr., former professional basketball player and coach for the NBA.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.